pay by 120%, from $2.50 to $5.50 for each leg of a round-trip ticket. The head of the Air Transport Association, James May, calls this proposal a tax hike on travelers that will hurt U.S. airlines. Homeland Security is asking for nearly 7% boosts in funding. Under the plan, 210 new Border Patrol agents would be added. That would bring the total to just under 11,000. The Borders and Customs Services would also get more detectors for weapons of mass destruction. More than 4 years of Middle East fighting could end tomorrow. Israeli-Palestinian leaders are expected to announce a formal truce when they meet at a Mideast peace summit in Egypt. Negotiators on both sides say they have hammered out a deal ahead of the meeting between Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas. An Israeli official says the agreement will also include an end to Palestinian incitement. Sharon and Abbas met separately over the weekend with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who has announced the pair will hold the individual meetings also with President Bush this spring. The path now appears clear for Howard Dean to become the new head of the Democratic National Committee. His last opponent is now bowed out of the race, but Tim Romer did so with a warning. The former congressman and 9/11 commission member says Democrats need to do a better job in getting support in fast-growing areas. Romer says Republicans are right now in the strongest position they've been in since the early 20th century. Howard Dean expected to win the DNC chairmanship position at the election this weekend. John Edwards' wife undergoing breast cancer treatment, and now Edwards has had his own cancer scare. The former Democratic vice presidential candidate says a mole on his lip has been removed. Doctors said it had grown larger and might be cancerous. Edwards says the mole, though, was found to be benign. Edwards says he had a physical before joining Kerry on the campaign trail last fall, but he didn't want to have the procedure done till the campaign was over. Elizabeth Edwards was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's been receiving chemotherapy and will undergo surgery next month, followed by radiation treatment. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowell.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Unfiltered. Tuesday on Unfiltered. Forget David Hasselhoff and his Hawaiian tropic treats. Sundays on California's beaches have a new meaning. Services for our fallen soldiers. And it's part of the new documentary, Arlington West. And don't forget the Pep Attack with Mike Papantonio. Don't tease a man in blue with a taser. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
Liz Winstead and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Monday evening. We do appreciate it. It's about 7 past the hour as we begin here tonight. Man, I'm kind of lost. I really am. The two big stories that I want to talk about tonight are, first, Bush's budget. Have you gotten some of the dribs and drabs that the media has filtered out? The only good thing about this is your average red state gun-toting Bush voting American is going to have his ass handed to him, okay, big time, which I think is wonderful. I love it. Now, the problem is all those folks who are going to have their asses handed to them by the Bush budget cuts, they're also a huge percentage of them are fundamentalist Christians, so they really don't care. They really don't care what happens anywhere, really, because haven't you heard? We're in the end times, and Jesus has just stopped at a what do you call those, a rest area on the interstate. He'll be here on the interstellar interstate. He'll be here momentarily. Just had to stop for a moment, you know. Right? If you're in the top 5% in this country in terms of assets, hey, have you got a good deal? If you're in the other 95%, hey, are you getting mishandled? Now, we'll get to that in a second. The other story that, you know, we don't cover on this program a lot because I don't do guests and I'm not an expert on this, but I rely on callers and listeners, because you folks do understand these issues to a far greater degree than the people who read the news on the all the different television networks and channels and so on and so forth, and that is climate change. The Kyoto Accords are going into effect, I think, next week. Of course, the United States is not participating. But aside from the Kyoto Accords, there was a conference held in the UK over the weekend, last week, on global climate change, weather change, global warming, so on and so forth. A scientific conference called by Tony Blair, and the information that came out of that conference, it's just, why are you laughing? It's just horrifying, So be prepared to be scared tonight, I guess, you know, unless you're a right-winger. If you're a right-winger, none of this stuff matters to you, and you shouldn't be listening to this program anyway, because if you listen to this program and you're a Bush supporter, every tenth word that I say is subliminally designed to put a worm in your brain. And if you listen to one entire three-hour program, your brain will liquefy and run out your ear. Now, I don't do sports, and professional sports in this country are a joke. I went and watched the Super Bowl last night. I mean, I really couldn't care who won. It didn't matter to me. But, you know, a chance to get together with friends and drink beer and eat pretzels and stuff, and go, hey, man, wow. I used to be a real sports fan. There's not a sport, I don't think, that I didn't play in high school, including football, which I loved. I was second string. No. I wasn't a starter. I was second string. I always loved sports. And when I was a kid growing up in Toledo, Ohio, oh, my God, Cleveland Indians, Detroit Tigers, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, loved it. But professional sports in this country now is just a sump hole of drug-using, pansy-ass crybabies who are paid millions and millions of dollars to go play a boys' game. And they're disgusting, and they're sick, and I hate them all, okay? The baseball players are particularly just get under my skin. Football players, basketball players, I don't even want to hear about it. Hockey, forget it. They're disgusting and contemptible. So, you know, that's why I don't do sports in this program. There's a story in today's, Saturday's. It was Saturday's, New York Daily News, about Jose Canseco is coming out with a book. The guy used to play for, who did he play for? He played for the Oakland A's and spent a little time with the Yankees in 2000. But he's got a new book out called Juiced, Wild Times, Rampant Roids, Smash Hits, and How Baseball Got Big. Roids, of course, being steroids. And he talks about how the article in the Daily News, which I'm not going to get into, there's only one sentence that caught my eye. Canseco said he personally taught all-star and potential Hall of Famers Ivan Rodriguez and Rafael Palmeiro and Juan Gonzalez to use steroids after he was traded to the Texas Rangers in 1992. Canseco claims the team's general managing partner at the time, George W. Bush, had to have been aware that his players were using performance-enhancing drugs but did nothing about it. Now, the only reason that catches my eye, because it hasn't... the moron in the last two State of the Union addresses mentioned professional sports, drug usage, and so on and so forth. It just caught my eye, that's all. It's no big thing. Nothing that Bush says is truthful. Nothing. I don't care if he's talking about what he reads, or Christ, or baseball, or war, or death. He's a giggling fool. So I don't know why that, you know, caught my attention. But there you have it. You know, just one more example of his hypocrisy. That's all. I guess that's what it was.
God.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's just so bad. In Cookeville, Tennessee. Now, this is scary. A high school administrator there said that two organizations, Veterans for Peace and a Quaker group, can't come back into his school with materials that he considers anti-American and anti-military. Now, this story came out last Wednesday. And the two groups had planned to send representatives before the Putnam County School Board last Thursday, with, you know, to protest this, with claims that they're being denied privileges afforded to other organizations like military recruiters. So I don't know what the result of that board meeting was. Any of you listening in Tennessee, if you want to send me a link, that'd be great. But here's the deal. The war veterans. These are guys who, it doesn't say military veterans, it says war veterans. Huh? Huh? The war veterans, some who also now belong to the Quaker group, were allowed into the school during a fair for organizations last September. So they set up a table with books about U.S. wars, and they put together some photocopied flyers and pamphlets from both Veterans for Peace and the Quaker group about the war in Iraq and about military careers and alternatives. One of the guys, a veteran and a Quaker, a guy named Hector Black, said several students stopped by the table and asked questions, and a couple of teachers even thanked him for coming. Black says there wasn't any indication of a problem until later that evening when he got a phone call from the principal, Wayne Shank. I love that name, don't you? Wayne Shank. They always have names like this, don't they? Huh? Shank. Shank told Black that some of the group's materials may be proper for adults, but he thought they were inappropriate for the students. Shank said, "The information was brought to the attention of administrators because of the influence it may have had. I felt from a principal's viewpoint that the students were being put into a position that they shouldn't." You get that, don't you? Okay. The war veteran, Black, said the psychopathic principal, Shank, specified some quotes in the literature that he, Shank, objected to, including one from that speech by Eisenhower in 1953 that said, quote, every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and not clothed, end quote. This punk principal didn't like that quote from arguably one of the greatest generals in the history of military science, Dwight Eisenhower. He didn't like it because it's too truthful. Another quote from an unknown author said, quote, the army that can defeat terrorism doesn't drive Humvees or call in airstrikes. It undermines military dictatorship and military lobbyists. It subverts sweatshops and special interests. End quote. Now, the county school director, one Michael Martin, said, well, parents found the materials to be anti-American and anti-military. You know, the parents who saw the materials when their kids brought it home, they didn't like it. And Shank said he got a complaint from a parent. He didn't say a bunch of parents. The principal also said the literature, Mr. Blank said the literature from the Quakers and Military Veterans for Peace could be shown only in a classroom setting, henceforth, that would allow an opportunity for a balanced presentation. Now, military recruiters don't face that restriction, right? Well, the story speaks for itself, doesn't it? Another mouthpiece. And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone. And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Mail, sir. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Workers Independent News, I'm Doug Cunningham. Walmart's plan to open a store in New York City is continuing to draw organized opposition from a broad coalition of labor, small business, and community groups. Brian McLaughlin, president of the New York City Central Labor Council, says when Walmart comes to town, it's lower living standards for workers always.
The legacy of Walmart's not lower prices. The legacy of Walmart is really lowering the living standards for working people.
McLaughlin says you don't have to take his word for it.
When you put a Walmart into a community, anywhere in the ring of that community, and you were to study it 5 years later, you would find that revenues are down, that jobs are down, net jobs, not the promise of the 400 Walmart will bring in, but net jobs are down in the retail industry. And the local merchants who pay local taxes, make local contributions to the Kiwanis, to the Rotaries, to the Little Leagues, you lose that.
New York's anti-Walmart coalition is getting good responses from city officials, according to McLaughlin, and will continue to press its public campaign against a Walmart store in New York City. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-two past the hour. Now, speaking of veterans, I got an email from Larry Scott. He is the webmaster, and he runs a website, yourvabenefits.org, yourvabenefits.org. If you have ever been connected to the military in any way, you ought to check out Larry's website. And if you haven't, you ought to check it out anyway. But I got an email from him, and I'm going to get to this in just a second, but I'm going to read what he says. He says, let's hear it for the 2006 budget proposals. Bush really sticks it to veterans once again. A $250 annual fee for some vets, and the copay on prescriptions goes from $7 to $15 for 30 days of meds. I personally know a vet who takes 10 meds and lives on SSI. He doesn't have $80 a month to spare for the new copay. When I was in the Army, we had a wonderful acronym, BOHICA. Bend over. Here it comes again. I run the Vets Help site, yourvabenefits.org, and write for military.com. My latest piece was titled Welfareizing the VA, the Selling of VA Benefits as Welfare. It details how the Bush crime family, in order to cut veterans' benefits, has begun demonizing the VA. They can't afford to demonize vets, so they attack the system that helps them. Anyway, I think you all ought to check out his website, okay? So many talk shows that will bring on experts who know this kind of stuff, and I kind of rely on... And that's a good thing, but I kind of rely on listeners and callers and so on and so forth. One of the reasons is because we work so damn late and it's hard to get anybody as a guest, but whatever. Now, it was in the New York Times on the front page today, what Larry's talking about. Is there anybody? Oh, God. Sometimes I do feel like I'm going to blow an artery. I really do. Bush's budget, his proposed budget, not only goes after old people and farmers and kids and inner city people who are struggling and veterans, and it just goes on and on and on. The part about the veterans is particularly egregious to me, not because I favor veterans over kids or veterans over mothers on welfare or anything of the sort. It's just another group. But the veterans are the ones that Bush and his crime family are constantly touting. They use them as a doormat and a whore at the same time. Like Larry says, BOHICA, bend over, here it comes again. And now, I don't know if this is true, but traditionally, aren't people in the military more inclined to vote Republican? I don't know why. It's Republicans who always get them killed. especially now. Oh, I realize Johnson and Nixon, it was kind of split 50-50 there in the Vietnam debacle. But guys in the military and gals now, too, who no longer join reserves or National Guard in order to serve stateside. Anybody who joins the Reserve and National Guard now, surely you understand what you're doing. You are going into the maw of death and destruction that the Bush crime family is setting up around the planet. And the Bush crime family loves so-called inner-city Ute. Oh, God, they love him. Yeah, join the military. Hey, you man enough to kick ass? Are you an army of one? Hey, you got the cojones to join? Hey, you want to be a Marine? They whore honorable military tradition. They turn it into crap. And there is honorable military tradition. You all know that. There's also pretty sucky military stuff going on, too, but and always have. You know, Smedley Butler, I always refer back to him, the only man, I think, who ever won two Congressional Medals of Honor, Marine Corps. Was he colonel, general? I don't know. But his writings about how the military was used as a whore and a bully boy, even back at the turn of the last century, from the 19th to the 20th century. So, it's nothing new, but the advertising techniques that are used now to suck in young people and say, hey, come here, you want to learn how to run a computer? Come here. Now go die. But if there's one group in this country that you would think the Bush monsters would leave their hands off, it would be veterans, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? I mean, that's all they have is war. The Bush crime family. That's all they've got is war and destruction.
Cause I don't see no tick or tape or 5 mile parade saying, thank you, son. Just folks that sit and judge me.
God, this song breaks my heart. It just breaks it into a million pieces.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The right-wing values enforcers are finally picking on someone their own size. Cartoon bunnies and sea sponges. January saw a surge in gay cartoon bashing. First, the head of Focus on the Family decried the deviant SpongeBob SquarePants for appearing in what he called a pro-gay video. Never mind that the flick didn't even mention homosexuality. Then, our new Secretary of Education got a cartoon bunny kicked off TV because a kid with two mommies appeared on his show. Never mind that the show was supported by an Education Department grant that required it to promote diversity. The wingnuts have always had an irrational fear of children's TV. Remember the Teletubbies? It's matched only by their fear of gay folks, which President Bush has shown by pushing his anti-gay constitutional amendment. Luckily, when the holier-than-thou right trains its guns on cartoon bunnies, the American public realizes how Looney Tunes this crowd really is. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Open it.
Oh, wow. You named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. My powerful hypnosis CDs will stop your struggle with food and emotional eating and self-sabotage. The Zen of Thin guides you to heal emotional issues that are the real cause of your weight problem. Diets don't work. The real answer is in your mind. Hypnotherapy will stop the cravings and put you in control. The Zen of Thin will instantly hypnotize you to feel better fast. And now you get a free private hypnotherapy session with someone in your area, someone you can trust. And now when you order the Zen of Thin, you'll get our amazing Appetite Zapper hypnosis CD that will instantly make you love to eat your veggies and stop your sugar and carb cravings. Listen to the CD as you sleep tonight. Wake up tomorrow in control, cravings gone, burning fat fast. I guarantee it. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY. Remember, 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at zenofthin.com. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy.
Whoa. All right. It's not just veterans that are really taking it in the neck by this Bush budget. And remember, this has nothing to do with 9-1-1. It has very little to do with the war in Iraq. It has to do with theft and thievery and lies and deception and massive multi-trillion dollar tax cuts to the top 3-5% of wealth holders in this country. And so the rest of the folks are going to take it severely, not so severely, deeply, not so deeply. But everybody's going to share in this, see, unless you're in that top 5%, let's call it. Now, there are a couple of programs, Trio Upward Bound and Talent Search. Now, these two programs in 2004 and 2005 got about $450 million. The 2006 budget, the one he's talking about now, the money is down to zero. Now, what is it? Upward Bound and Talent Search are programs that help kids, and not just kids, which I'll tell you in a second, get into college. Volunteers for these programs over the past 2 years in inner city Los Angeles say that these kids, these are the kids who give up 4 hours almost every Saturday for help with their schoolwork. They get subject enrichment, college prep advice, help with college applications, financial aid forms, right? Huh? Trying to send so-called inner-city kids, you know what that means, to college. In L.A., the students are mostly African-American, Latino, and without this program, they would not be college-ready or even thinking about college. Oh, well, like Bush said, where it concerned Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, though, when he was questioned about his racist attitudes, he said, well, if somebody asked me that, I'd just point to my two house Negroes. Now he can say the same thing about his two or three house Latinos. You see how this works? Meanwhile, the people who really need it, the help, whether they're white, Latino, African American, it doesn't matter. They're taking it right in the neck. Now, the two programs, Trio Upward Bound and Talent Search, they don't take A plus students from inner city schools. They take the C plus students like Bush, who have potential, but no money, in a lot of cases no family support. And they work with them to let them know that college is an option for them. And they're explained, what is explained to these kids, the benefit that a post-secondary education, how important that is, and how if you want a passport in a capitalist society for moving upward, you better have education, or be named Bush, or have inherited wealth, or be a thief like the Enron people, or you know what I'm saying, right? Now, it's not just kids. There's Veterans Upward Bound. See, there's Trio Upward Bound. There's Veterans Upward Bound, which is decades old. It's a federally funded program that helps veterans transition from military to college life. Huh? How about that? In the Sun-Times today, this article is there. The program for vets, part of a national initiative that also serves low-income high school students, the program for vets, part of a program that serves these low-income high school students, might soon be on the chopping block. Advocates say they've been told by Bush administration officials that the president's budget will axe funding for Upward Bound and Talent Search. Now, these two initiatives have been in place for 40 years. They serve more than 450,000 students annually. They cost, like I told you, about $450 million. 92% of Upward Bound graduates and 73% of Talent Search graduates enroll in college each year, and most are low-income minorities and veterans. Now, in Chicago, there's a school up on the north side, Roosevelt University. I used to ride the train past it every day. About 120 students annually use the Veterans Upward Bound office at Roosevelt University to help with their studies. Officials at the White House said they think the program is ineffective. Okay, so poor students, veterans, what else? You see what these pigs do? Bush is also going to reduce spending on public health and, of course, more social welfare programs to help pay for these tax cuts for the wealthy and his filthy, illegal, murderous, Hitler-esque war in Iraq. According to Julian Borger, writing in The Guardian of the UK, Bush's proposals will include cuts in public housing subsidies, health projects aimed at diseases related to poverty, cuts in food stamps. Yeah, you know, why should somebody who's down and out in this country eat? Screw them, right? Huh? You could be like Bush, wind up on the board of directors of the Texas Rangers, or have Harkin Energy, or Arbusto, or have as your business family business partner Osama bin Laden, or the Saudi royal family. That's what you're supposed to do, not be on food stamps, booby. Now keep in mind, Bush inherited a budget surplus from Clinton, and the deficit's now under Bush, boy, it didn't take him long, right? $400 billion a year. And that's why he's cutting these programs, you see. He's pissed off the little sliver of the Republican Party that still believes in fiscal responsibility. Most Republicans don't. Republicans like Bill Clinton and Al Gore did believe in fiscal responsibility. And there was suffering during the 8 years of the Clinton program. But at least when Clinton reformed this and reformed that with Newt Gingrich and the rest of these rapists in the Congress, at least there was an effort made by the Clintonistas to keep the more vicious parts at bay. Now, did they succeed? Well, you have to go talk to the welfare moms in Minneapolis and St. Paul and L.A. and Atlanta, and I say moms because, for the obvious reason, and find out. Did it work for you? In a lot of instances, some of the programs worked. In a lot of instances, they didn't. Some state governments provide food stamps not only to families on welfare, but to those that are trying to get into trying to work, trying to get into the working poor class, so they get food stamps for their children. Food stamps for their children. These sons of bitches. I swear to God, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So the Bush crime family is going to cut this. You know, a hungry child is an alert child, I guess. Now, the pressure being put on the parents or the mom. When she's informed, well, guess what? We have to cut your Medicaid. So when your kid gets sick, give him some Coca-Cola syrup, you know. We're going to cut your food stamps. So, you know, while you're out struggling to try to get into the working poor, while you're struggling to make your $16,000 a year, we're going to do everything we can, the federal government and the state governments, to cut your throat. Because your name's not Bush, and you're not wealthy, and you're not a defense contractor. Huh? And you don't have inherited wealth, and you're not white. That's your biggest drawback, booby. You're not white. And you probably don't vote. God. A program that helps the poor pay their heating bills is going to be cut by 8%. 18 housing and community programs will be cut. A total of 40%. Medicaid. The Bush crime family says it's going to cut Medicaid by $60 billion. Of course, next month it wants $80 billion for the murderous, Hitler-esque war in the Middle East that it's conducting. $60 billion cut from the Medicaid program, which provides health services, of course, to the poor. There will be severe cuts in several health programs. CDC is being told, hey, we're cutting your budget. A health department preventive program aimed at chronic diseases is going to be cut by 6.5%. Health training classes will be slashed. The programs for nurses, dentists, and other medical health workers, slashed. Oh, God, I hate these people. Oh, my God, I hate these people. Now, the health services... According to the New York Times, was it Saturday? Bush's budget for 2006 cut spending for a wide range of public health programs, including several to protect the nation against bioterrorist attack and to respond to medical emergencies. Do you understand that? The weasel gets up there, and he makes his speeches, either at the State of the Union or his inaugural speech, or when he travels around the country, barring anyone but his mouth-breathing, freakoid followers, he says, oh, yeah, we got to stop the terrorists. And then they cut the programs that would protect the nation against a bioterrorist attack. Jesus. And who cares, huh? See, the religious fundamentalists that claim to have put him in office the second time, they don't care because the pile of corpses is almost high enough now. Few more dead Jews, and then Jesus is going to step out of the clouds and reward these people. The Tim LaHaye crowd, James Dobson crowd, going to reward these people by rapturing them, you see, into heaven. Yeah, that's going to happen. So they don't care. The Bush's base, they don't give a damn about the teachings of Christ that said feed the hungry, clothe the naked, heal the sick. Feed the hungry.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Bolidin kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Bolidin every single day. There's even 3-minute Bolidin. Bolidin kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polydent cleans where brushing can miss.
Planet Check.
DOD exemptions back in the news. Surfrighter Foundation's Matt McClain explains.
The government, specifically the Department of Defense, is looking at trying to secure exemptions from certain environmental acts.
This includes the Marine Mammals Protection Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Endangered Species Act.
What they're trying to do is have basically unrestricted power to go out and conduct training, exercises, or test new equipment, some of which poses significant risks to environments or animal species.
Protect our oceans and speak up.
It's important that the public understands and supports these pieces of vital environmental law and writes their local representatives and lets them know that they want these acts maintained and enforced.
Take action at surfrider.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. That's serious news. So please, don't expect me to go for cheap laughs with sounds like this, or this, or even this. I mean, nobody is known for saving you money on car insurance like GEICO, and now GEICO is cutting its rates in New York even more. So no jokes, no pratfalls, no clever asides, such as if you really want to laugh, you should see the tie I'm wearing right now. None of that stuff. Just important news from the company famous for saving you money and, of course, a talking lizard. Now GEICO's rates in New York are even lower. So call 1-800-947-AUTO today. That's 1-800-947-AUTO or go to GEICO.com. Because when we say 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, we're not kidding around. And just so we know the difference, this is Kidding Around. Thank you.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Making the pie higher. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 minutes before the hour. So all of the monkeys talk about terrorism and how his number one job is protecting the American public, which is not the case at all. It's defending the Constitution, but never mind. He says that because then the people vote for him go, oh, he's a godly man and he won't let the queers marry. I just love George. Oh, God, listen to him. Oh. The health programs being cut include some that address urgent health care needs, but it doesn't matter to these people. The Times says, the documents show, for example, that Bush would cut spending for several programs that deal with epidemics. His plan also will cut the budget of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention by 9%. They're going to increase the Pentagon budget by 4.8%, a cent to $420 billion. But that's a phony figure, too, because the sum does not include the cost of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, which now runs about $5 billion a month. Imagine the people that are getting wealthy on this $5 billion a month, $60 billion a year, and Bush wants another $80 billion. Imagine Halliburton, the Carlyle Group, these blood-drinking vampires like Richard Pearl and Elliot Abrams and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Bush, Pappy Bush and John Major, the former prime minister of Great Britain. I think Thatcher's included now. These filthy ghouls who eat and drink human flesh and human blood. And they ain't practicing some rite in the Catholic Church when they do it. God. The national stockpile of vaccines and antibiotics in case we are hit with a bioterror attack. Or it doesn't have to be bioterror. It can just be the avian flu that is heading this way. What do you figure, Truth Seeker? 2 years, 3 years before we have, a 1.5 million deaths in America? Maybe 40 million globally because of the avian flu. We're being warned. It's coming. It's coming. But you see, the right wingers don't. That will do nothing about it because in order to appreciate the avian flu, you've got to acknowledge evolution, natural selection, mutation, and these moronic monsters don't. God created everything 6,000 years ago. There is no such thing as mutated viruses and bacteria. Doesn't exist. So, the money to stockpile vaccines and antibiotics, according to the Times on Saturday, the Public Health Emergency Fund at the CDC, which helps state and local agencies prepare for bioterror attacks, will be cut 12.6%. In other words, gutted. It's pretty astonishing, isn't it? Huh? Pretty astonishing. He had some things to say about it. Do we got time to play some of the things that he said about it? We do? Okay. The budget also eliminated a $9 million program for the treatment of people with traumatic brain injury. It will eliminate a $10 million program to collect stem cells from blood found in the umbilical cord after childbirth. Those cells, of course, will be extremely useful in the treatment of many diseases, and they don't raise the ethical issues involved in taking stem cells from human embryos, right? But he cut that by $10 million. Huh? Oh, man, man, man. Bush said Friday, last Friday, that he would curb spending for political as well as fiscal reasons. He said, quote, people in Congress on both sides of the aisle have said, let's worry about the deficit. I said, okay, we'll worry about it again. My last budget worried about it. This budget will really worry about it. Of course, he caused it. He created it single-handedly. This thug created that budget deficit. Lead hazard reduction programs for any inner cities. $36 million cut out of it. English language education programs. $3 million gone. State clean water funds. $498 million, half $1 billion cut. Superfund, $8 million cut. Community service employment for the elderly, $3 million cut. Mine safety and health, $4 million cut. National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, $136 million cut. Medical research within the VA, $47 million cut. Housing within the VA, $13 million cut. Farmers! Farmers! Farm subsidies to be cut $6 billion over the next decade. Huh? You farmers, you folks out there who just love George Bush? Well, maybe you can eat your corn stalks. I don't know. Maybe America can just starve to death because you're not going to be... Oh, that's right. Archer Daniels Midland will be producing all the food. My bad, I forgot. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I've been puzzling over a piece of Bush's State of the Union speech. He called for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, saying it was necessary for, quote, the good of families and children. That is, gay marriage threatens kids. How so? Bush didn't explain. But even though there's a supposed danger to children out there, before he gave the speech, Bush said he was not going to push hard for the amendment. So then, how big a threat can this be? Moreover, before the election, Bush said a gay couple should be allowed to form a civil union in states that decide that's okay. Presumably, some of these couples will even have kids. So apparently, civil unions don't threaten children, but gay marriage does. Now explain that. No wonder Bush devoted only two sentences to this subject in the State of the Union. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hey, America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Democrats call the budget a hoax on the American people. The Bush budget totals more than $2.5 trillion, but it does not include future costs for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan or the cost of overhauling Social Security. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says the budget reflects, quote, wrong priorities with its cuts in veterans programs, health care, and education. Bush told reporters during a cabinet meeting today the budget sets priorities and, quote, eliminates redundancy. And he says he's looking forward to explaining and defending his budget plan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the budget is the latest installment, as he called it, of Bush's commitment to transforming the Pentagon. The Defense Department's $419 billion budget for next year will result in fewer new planes and ships, but will put more emphasis on anti-terror measures. Rumsfeld says the Pentagon is continuing the transition to what he called a more agile, deployable, and lethal force. The defense budget about 5% bigger than currently, but it does not include money for Iraq and Afghanistan. The money for the military operations there goes through a separate budget process. The new budget will also expand the Army and the Marine Corps. They say that will help create more units devoted to counterterror. Meanwhile, the president and CEO of the Amtrak passenger railroad, David Gunn, shot off an email to all his employees today calling the administration budget plan for Amtrak, quote, irresponsible and a surprising disappointment. The budget provides no funding for Amtrak, zero. The rail line got more than $1 billion in subsidies this year. The Vatican says today Pope John Paul will be in the hospital a few more days in Rome as he continues recovering from the complications of the flu. As for the possibility the Pope might resign, a Vatican official says that is up to the Pope's conscience. He says the 84-year-old John Paul II, quote, knows what to do. Meantime, a magazine report says that John Paul was near death when he was hospitalized last week. The U.S. publication Inside the Vatican says the Pope was gasping for breath, racked with coughing fits, and could have died, they say, within 10 minutes, if not taken to the hospital. The Vatican official confirmed the situation last week was, quote, serious, very serious. The White House welcoming word today that Israel and Palestinian leaders about to declare a ceasefire. That announcement expected at a meeting tomorrow between the newly elected Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Egypt. Earlier, Bush told reporters he's looking forward to seeing the two leaders separately at the White House this spring. Bush says both sides in the Middle East seem to be taking steps to improve confidence. He says a process is unfolding which the two sides are quoting here are becoming more trustworthy. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 140 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com Alert. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com Alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
world free. How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. James Wolcott is back, and he's dragging the mainstream media with him, Michael Jackson and all. Plus, you and I get to confess our liberal sins. What have you done to violate liberal dogma? I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And we'll all check in with Lawton Smalls on Planet Bush on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron, Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. So little dribs and drabs are coming out of what these vampires are doing with Bush's budget, which, of course, he had nothing to do in writing. He's too stupid to write a budget. These are just words and squiggly little lines on blank sheets of paper. They don't mean anything to him. He's told what to say. But the monsters who own him, they write the budget, and then he delivers it. So here it is. Disabled veterans and disabled civilians. Huh? The poor, the young. School programs being slashed. 48 education programs would be eliminated, including one for ridding drugs from schools, according to ABC News. And this is the education president. He stands here and lies about everything, every single thing. I'm telling you, you middle-income Republicans, I don't know what middle-income is anymore. What is it, 50 grand a year? I don't even know. Boy, have you got a surprise coming for you, huh? You sure do. You Republicans, you people that voted for Bush, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, A Christer, an independent, a Naderite, I don't care. It's going to hit you, and it's going to hit you hard. Maybe that'll wake you up, huh? I don't know. Bush will slow the growth of benefits like Medicaid over the next 10 years with what he's doing, destroying everything, by $137 billion. Medicaid. The federal and state cooperative health care insurance program for the poor and disabled. Farmers' payments, student loans, veterans' medical services, all being cut. All being cut. But more tax breaks for the wealthy. More tax breaks for the wealthy, which is another $70, $80 billion going to be cut for the wealthy. Huh? You know what this is leading up to, don't you? Huh? People, very wise people, have said you don't have this kind of disparity in income and standard of living and political power without also having a revolution on your hands. It takes a while. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic House Democratic leader, said the president's budget is a hoax on the American people. She said, official statement, this budget is an assault on our values. It is an American value to guarantee our national security, but the president's budget cuts funding for first responders and forces veterans to pay more for the health care they have earned. It is an American value to promote safe communities, but the president's budget slashes community policing initiatives. It's an American value to promote opportunity, but Bush's budget eliminates 48 education initiatives and slashes funding for health care. This budget is fiscally irresponsible, morally irresponsible, and a failure of leadership. Yeah, Nancy, it is. It sure is. It sure is. Now, the monkey, what did the monkey have to say? Now, bear with us through the flashbulb clicks here, and listen to the monkey. When Bush gets stuck on message, it's like he's got OCD and he can't switch off the tape player in his head. You'll see what we mean. Listen to this. This is this morning, right, Kathy? Right after the little circle jerk with his cabinet members, and then the reporters come in. The little penguins come waddling in. Hi, Mr. President.
I look forward to explaining to the American people. Why?
Let's not do that one. Let's do the different one. Okay, here he is.
Made our budget today. On the director, Josh Bolton, will be presenting the budget at noon. It is a budget that sets priorities. It's a budget that focuses on results. It's a budget that reduces and eliminates redundancy. It's a budget that is a lean budget. People on both sides of the aisle have called upon the administration to submit a budget that helps meet our obligations, our goal of reducing the deficit in half over a five-year period. And this budget does just that. Congress needs to look at this budget. Congress needs to act on this budget.
Oh, my God. He's like Dustin Hoffman, isn't he, in Rain Man? Isn't he? Huh? Now he takes some reporters' question. One reporter says, thank you, sir. How hard is it going to be to get Congress to go along with your budget when it cuts some popular programs that Congress has refused to go along with in the past? Now, what is ridiculous about the statement, popular programs? Medicaid? This reporter makes it sound like popular programs, you know, gymnasiums for kids after dark. No, you moron! This is about food, clothing, shelter, medical care, bioterrorism defense. And this half-witted jackass reporter says, Congress doesn't go along when you want to cut some popular programs. You think they'll do it this time?
I look forward to explaining to the American people why we made some of the requests that we made in our budget. I fully understand that sometimes it's hard to eliminate a program that sounds good. But by getting people to focus on results, I'm saying to the members of Congress, show us the results as to whether or not this program is working. I think we'll get a pretty good response.
Now, this is a guy who could never produce results in his life. No matter what he did, no matter what he touched, it turned to dog droppings. This is a coward. This is a bully. This is a man who's never succeeded at anything in his life, no matter who helped him out. His father, the Saudi royal family, the Osama bin Laden family, the bunch of millionaires in Texas. And this guy is sitting there talking about eliminating programs that sound good, but you know, I want to get the people to focus on results. Results. Isn't that funny? Aren't I the funniest president you've ever had? Me talking about results? Finally, a reporter says, Mr. President, you're talking about equality and keeping everything on a level playing field for everyone. Many people are saying that this budget proposal is not even. You're cutting out many programs for the disadvantaged. And also, what was one of the main programs that you cut that you really had a hard time in cutting? If you looked at things that were copies of another, oh, the little reporter has to get in a little essay question, right?
The important question that needs to be asked for all constituencies is whether or not the programs achieve a certain result. Have we set goals, and are those goals being met? And the poor and disadvantaged absolutely ought to be asking that question, too.
The poor and disadvantaged absolutely ought to be asking that question, too. The poor and the disadvantaged. Aw, you condescending creep. The poor and the disadvantaged ought to be asking if the goals are being met. What are the goals, George? Food, clothing, shelter, health care? It's times like this when I so much wish that there was a heaven and a hell. I so much wish that Jesus really was sitting up in heaven with this God creature and taking note of what people like George Bush and Adolf Hitler and General Pinochet and Newt Gingrich and, you know, what these people do. I wish there were a celestial or cosmic scorekeeper. I wish karma really existed. But, you know, for the Bush crime family and his supporters and the leeches and the bloodsuckers that are now attached, the lamprey eels that are attached to the political body of this country, none of this matters. This is just games. Because they you know, these thugs have read all 12 volumes of the Left Behind series, and like I said earlier, they know that Jesus has just stopped to make a little pit stop on the highway to Earth. Excuse me. And that Jesus is coming back and is going to take all these good Christians up to heaven. I'm being farcical and facetious right now because they're not good Christians. But the pile of dead bodies is getting high enough, and soon Jesus is going to swoop down and rapture these people. That's what they believe, huh? The end times, folks? Yeah. Oh, I'm a good one. I'm going to heaven, you know. These bad people aren't coming, but I'm coming because I've been born again.
Crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Workers Independent News, I'm Doug Cunningham. Walmart's plan to open a store in New York City is continuing to draw organized opposition from a broad coalition of labor, small business, and community groups. Brian McLaughlin, president of the New York City Central Labor Council, says when Walmart comes to town, it's lower living standards for workers always.
The legacy of Walmart's not lower prices. The legacy of Walmart is really lowering the living standards for working people.
McLaughlin says you don't have to take his word for it.
When you put a Walmart into a community, anywhere in the ring of that community, and you were to study it 5 years later, you would find that revenues are down, that jobs are down, net jobs, not the promise of the 400 Walmart will bring in, but net jobs are down in the retail industry. And the local merchants who pay local taxes, make local contributions to the Kiwanis, to the Rotaries, to the Little Leagues, you lose that.
New York's anti-Walmart coalition is getting good responses from city officials, according to McLaughlin, and will continue to press its public campaign against a Walmart store in New York City. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 21 after the hour. I don't know what else to say about the budget thing. It's vicious. It's horrible. I'm going to take your calls now. Just remember, I want to mention Larry Scott's website again, especially if you're a veteran. If you're not a veteran, you ought to check it out anyway. It's yourvabenefits.org. Okay? Check it out. Especially if you're a vet. All right. Dave, I'm sorry, Margaret is calling from North Carolina. Margaret, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, Margaret.
First-time caller, but I've been listening to you for 6 months on Sirius, and thank God you're there.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Good to hear from you.
I've got a quote from George Bush from June 9th, 2000.
Well, let's hear it.
It's about on the becoming of the Social Security crisis speech he was giving in Wilton, Connecticut. And this whole budget thing you've been talking about completely confirms. Here's his quote. There's not going to be enough people in the system to take advantage of people like me. Now, if you look at this budget that you've just been talking about and everybody else on Air America and so on has, he's cutting the middle class and down to the point where we're absolutely desperate. And diseases come along, bioterrorism, whatever, we're going to lose our lives and the population ain't going to be here.
Right.
Going to have all these little immigrants and so on and so forth, illegal or otherwise, doing the $5 an hour jobs for all their cleanup. They don't care about America, period. And if people really want to know where this administration and these neocons are coming from, I urge them to read Without Emotion, Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, because it is all there. There is no heart. We're dead.
Oh, you're talking about reading it as a primer on how these people think.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because, I read The Fountainhead, I read Atlas Shrugged way back.
I did, too. And after the election of November 2000, that night I was going to bed, and I had a vision, and it wasn't nice. And the words came through and said, read it again. And I said, no, I don't want to, because I read it when I was 14 or 15 or 16, something there. I'm 59. I'm a daughter of an Air Force officer who's now, thank God, dead, because he was a guy the Republicans from the real Republicans.
Yeah.
So I was raised that way, but and I read it then, and I was enthralled with the marvelous idealism and so on. Well, I didn't want to reread it, but I did, and it was a whole different experience.
Yeah, right.
With that eye, I went, my God, Margaret, you should have woken up then.
No, well, you can't when you're a kid, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, go back and read Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, yes. Well, I've done that too twice.
Right.
It's whoa. Yeah, it's a very different perspective after we've grown up a bit.
Oh, now, Lord have mercy. Is that true?
The DNC called me tonight about 7 o'clock, and I said, hold it. I said, after the election and Kerry's lack of backbone to stand up for his promise to us to count every vote, I changed. I'm no longer a Democrat. I will never, ever be a Democrat again.
Mm.
And I said, and I will support individual people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still mulling even that over.
I hear you.
And he said, okay.
Well, these telemarketers that are calling on behalf of the Democratic Party, I hope they have been instructed to feed back to the Democratic National Committee what folks are saying and how they're saying it. And I hope that that makes a difference. Now, I know a lot of people think Howard Dean is kind of screwy, but Howard Dean, I think, will be better for the Democratic Party than Terry McAuliffe. Howard Dean would be better asleep than Terry McAuliffe on speed.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And as a matter of fact, about 2 years before the election, I was reading some of his speeches when he was unknown yet.
Right.
On the web, I went to his website, and I actually sent out emails to friends of mine. I said, look out for this fella. At least go and read what he's saying. He might be interesting. And then, of course, he took off. I sent them money.
Well, I'm like you. I've given up on the Democratic Party. We'll see what happens. We'll see if it can get back to the coalition building idea. I know time only flows in one direction. I know we can't ever go back. I'm not expecting that.
No.
The union movement of this country is deader than hell.
Yep.
The civil rights movement of this country is deader than hell.
Yep.
You can just go down the list. Welfare rights movement is deader than hell. So I'm not suggesting that the Democratic Party needs to go back to the 50s when I was a kid growing up any more than you would say the Republicans need to go back to the 50s. That ain't going to happen. But what they do have to do, in my opinion, in order to get my support, is to start acting like the coalition-building political party they were when they made things right in this country. And until then, I'm like you. I'll vote for candidates, and maybe. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there. Thank you, Margaret. I'm glad you called, and I hope you call again.
Will, if I can get through.
All right. You take care. We'll be right back. Quick break. This is Air America.
Oh, but it's still nice if the politicians would be a little more honest. Oh, but it's still nice if the politicians would be a little more honest. Oh, but it's still nice if the politicians would be.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The right-wing values enforcers are finally picking on someone their own size. Cartoon bunnies and sea sponges. January saw a surge in gay cartoon bashing. First, the head of Focus on the Family decried the deviant SpongeBob SquarePants for appearing in what he called a pro-gay video. Never mind that the flick didn't even mention homosexuality. Then, our new Secretary of Education got a cartoon bunny kicked off TV because a kid with two mommies appeared on his show. Never mind that the show was supported by an Education Department grant that required it to promote diversity. The wingnuts have always had an irrational fear of children's TV. Remember the Teletubbies? It's matched only by their fear of gay folks, which President Bush has shown by pushing his anti-gay constitutional amendment. Luckily, when the holier-than-thou right trains its guns on cartoon bunnies, the American public realizes how Looney Tunes this crowd really is. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
There's magic in fighting for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Million Dollar Baby, nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Golden Globe winner Clint Eastwood, Best Actress, Golden Globe winner Hilary Swank, Best Supporting Actor Morgan Freeman, and Best Actor Clint Eastwood. Now, named the best movie of the year by the New York Times, Good Morning America, and Roger Ebert. Million Dollar Baby, on over 250 top 10 lists, including Rolling Stone magazine, the American Film Institute, and the National Board of Review.
People see me fat, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough, ain't enough.
Experience the movie the whole country is talking about.
You gonna leave me?
Never.
Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank, Morgan Freeman, Million Dollar Baby, directed by Clint Eastwood, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. The best picture of the year, now playing at a theater near you.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zabbix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zabbix Tennis, Zabbix Bowling, and Zabbix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zabbix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xabix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zabbix port in one game. Zabbix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Maturity Report.
Les Moonves, head of CBS. They're going to make some changes at the news because people are tired of hearing their news from the voice of God, quote unquote. The voice of God. That's not what people are tired of.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They're not tired of the one guy. They're tired of crap news. They're tired of craptastic news. Brad and Jen, God bless them. Who cares?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. Standing up to the flying monkey right, here's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Lee is calling from Indiana. Lee, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey there, Mike. Hey, I tell you what, again, you keep on bringing up too many good subjects that keep on taking me off the track. But I do have really one quick question before I go to my main point. Is my numbers correct in this, that if we take the defense budget, the Homeland Security, and the interest payments on the debt and everything totally off the table, there's not enough, if they would cut all the programs out totally, to cover the national debt?
That's right.
That's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about these flying monkeys here, and Bush's little monkey. Have you heard of Mitch Daniel? He's now the governor of Indiana.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I think he was either assistant budget director or something like that in the Bush administration before.
Right.
Somewhere around that. But he's basically doing in Indiana what Bush is doing nationally. For example, in his State of the State address, he said that basically, if you can follow this, he believes the high schools and the grade schools and all are being a little bit too fancy. Okay? Seriously. So what he is proposing is to totally freeze all capital expenditures on schools. Okay?
Oh, God.
Okay, until they can figure out what's not too fancy. Okay, I guess cardboard boxes or something. But, okay, what he is proposing, we have the Indianapolis Colts up here playing in what I call the Hoosier Dome. Everybody else calls it the RCA Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly good dome, been here about 25 years, something like that. Okay, but it is not big enough for the Colts. Okay? It's not fancy enough for the Colts. So Daniels are going to propose, he's trying to figure out how to fund this, but it's probably going to go down to the taxpayers, a brand new fancy dome for the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, he learned from Bush when they did the Texas Ranger stadium in Texas. It's mind tearing to hear something like that. I mean, I just want to scream. But on the other hand, and I said it earlier tonight, Indiana happens to be one of those so-called red states. You know, they went for Bush. I want to see the screw tighten, the hammer come down. I want to see people's knuckles just all bloody from trying to hold on to what little bit of the middle class they have left. I want to see this. Now, I realize in saying this that I'm just revealing that in the deepest part of my soul, I'm just a real bad man, because I know that everybody's going to suffer except the rich, and it's the rich who should really suffer. We should eat the rich. They're the ones who constantly get the tax breaks. They're the ones who have let Bush put us into this situation. But you know, in states like Indiana, I'm sorry to say it, Lee, but I want to see this. I want to see the Bush supporters that don't send their kids to a Christ school and can't afford to send their kids to a private school and have to rely on the public school system, where I'm sure they're going to stop teaching evolution pretty soon. I want to see these people just suffer and suffer and suffer, because it's because of them that we have this monkey in office again.
We are suffering. And, oh, by the way, keep a close eye out on Indiana, because we do have a Democracy for America movement in here.
Well, that's a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, in, especially in Evansville, where I go to the meetings at, it's the largest meeting in the city and across the state, too. So there is a movement here. It's just going to take us some time because we are right now trying to take a hold of the local governments.
All right. Well, keep me posted, Lee.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in. And it's not just Indiana. You know, I live in a red state, so-called, you know, here in Georgia. I just want to see the screws tighten in Georgia so bad. And I realize that the first people it's going to hurt are people who depend on social services. Republicans don't care about that. So it's going to be awful. It really will eventually. It's just, but if it can just trickle up to the lower middle class that constantly votes against its own best interests to get these right wing animals in office. I want to see that happen. And I know the election was probably stolen here in 2002 and 2004. But the pain has got to become so intense, I guess, so that people rise up and say, okay, that's enough. I've had enough. And whatever that rising up, whatever form it takes, at some point, you know, go back and read the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. You know, when in the course of human events... Just go back and read it. Read what it says. Dave is calling from Long Island. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, those Republican monopolists. If they could just bring us back to the turn of the 12th century, they'd be happy.
Well, they're heading that way. You know, it's back to, if not feudalism, American
that's
feudalism.
That's their model for society.
Yeah, American
most
feudalism, which
educated and millions in abject poverty.
American feudalism, the model for which was slavery in the South in the 15th, 16th, and 17th century. We've got it. They want to bring it back.
Yeah, and of course that's kept technology back for dozens of centuries in the past. So why not go back to that again? And you know, the rich suffer just as much from a lack of innovation 200 years ago. The richest guy in the world couldn't get instant news from across the world, but now a broke homeless guy could if he stands in front of a TV store.
That's true.
I was reading Thoreau. Oh, and you know, drug research only takes one doctor in a lab, so why don't we make it easier for people to get a medical education and stop giving money to all these big drug companies. But anyway, I was reading Walden again today, and I came upon this one line. He was describing this... this guy who he sees once in a while, and he said, he mentioned the Catholic priests saying that they would never teach the Aborigines to the point of consciousness, but only to the degree of trust and reverence. And, you know, when you watch the Republicans making all these cuts in education left and right, you know, ever since the Reagan 80s, I watched how they took away scholarships and then instituted subsidized loans, and now the other shoe drops. They're even getting rid of that. You know, it's really amazing how much it costs, and the sheer audacity of raising the Pell Grants as a cover for all the other cuts, and raising them so little, they're already a tenth of what you'd need to go to school. It's amazing, you know, and as Democrats. Well, I'm a Democrat, at least.
I'm a Democrat in spirit, in my heart. I just can't stand what the Democratic Party has become. So
I'm
misunderstand
a Democrat, at least small d.
Right.
And I just would say, you know, the more people who are educated, the more people who know and who are conscious and who can think for themselves. You know, when 9/11 happened, I got on thomas.loc.gov. It's the budget website,
right.
And I looked. I was very curious. I wanted to see if Bush had cut the funding for security budgets that allowed that to happen, and indeed, he did. And the way you could tell is to look at the actual numbers, and you'd have to really, you know, sift through all these numbers, because not one news agency anywhere reported on that had happened, especially right around then. And you know, so I knew it right then when I did that. Now, if a lot of people were, you know, able to do that, we'd have a much better society. And the Republicans are going to do everything in their power to stop that from happening by dumbing us down.
That's very true. That's very true. You won't find right out there in glaring black and white or on the nightly newscasts about these cuts in so-called national security or homeland security because, spending the money in the first place is not necessary. It was the Bush administration that facilitated the attacks on this country. Had our military just been left alone, there's nobody on earth that could get through, I think, unless I've been lied to for 50 years, that can get through our defense systems. There's not a group of terrorists on the planet who could pull off what was pulled off allegedly on September 11, 2001. I believe, and I know, put on the tinfoil hat and contact Mars first thing in the morning, Malloy, but at this point, and going back 2 years, I do believe that the Bush crime family had more than something to do with the attack on this country. You look at the way they have used it. They look at the way it has allowed them to bring fascism to this country. Look at the way they don't give a damn about real national security. And what other conclusion can a poor little radio talk show host like me come to? Where's Dave? You still?
Yeah,
there?
I'm with you.
Okay.
And I just don't get sick. Is that like eating cake? Can we get the guillotines out?
I hear you. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. Oh, God. All right, more phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike. Well, and by the way, we are going to be talking about the global warming or the climate change issue right after the break at the top of the hour. You folks in New York City that want to hear it, we always have the best hour, the third hour. I don't know. Get online, order Sirius Radio, something. Do something. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. It's plain to see the oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers rob cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them while being cash crossed. Take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in NETRADIO. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy. Again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again.
I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. That's the way we usually end GEICO commercials. But this time, it's just the beginning. Because here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. So in the tagline, when GEICO says or more, they're not kidding. Call 1-800-947-AUTO today or go to geico.com. You could save on your car insurance like never before. Gee, since I did my ending at the beginning, now I really don't have an ending. Well, hey, be careful out there. Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. And that's on top of our already low rates. Just call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com. Because now you could save on your car insurance like never before. And hey, I'm sorry we didn't make you laugh this time. Of course, if you could see the tie I'm wearing right now.
Flying Monkey Right Blues? We've got the cure. Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Look at the state of the world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building the cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil's making my blood boil. Because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See, this so-called media sway don't believe in you. The way I'm receiving you, it seems you're deceiving the mass majority.
9 before the hour. Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, is checking in. Jerky, well, but gosh, twice in 2 weeks. I'm impressed.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Some Super Bowl, eh?
Yeah, that was wonderful, yeah. Yawn.
I didn't watch it. But it's interesting that one of your callers would brought up Ayn Rand today, or Ayn Rand, or however they used to pronounce it, and that you've read Atlas Shrugged, because this Social Security thing that's going on, the dismantling of it, has an interesting tie-in to that.
Oh, yeah?
Because, the two people who are pushing the most for it in the, in the public sphere are Bush, of course, mm-hmm. and Alan Greenspan, who's always done his best to disparage and, kind of push the agenda of taking it down. And over the years, he's promoted policies, and he's gotten policies passed at the Fed that have weakened it and have increased taxes on the people paying the people who can afford it less, like taxing the I'm not an economist, but there's parts of your Social Security check now are taxable that never were taxable before, thanks to a 1984 or 5 law that Greenspan pushed through. But there's two taxes that they take. One, I've noticed that's gaining a lot of steam, is how the greatest generation deserved Social Security, but we don't really deserve Social Security. And how people over 55, don't worry, you're going to get yours, but it's time now for the lesser generation to bite the bullet and do their part for the greater good.
Uh-huh.
And the other tack is that it's just ideologically untenable. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Social Security goes against everything that's American. And Greenspan himself, I don't know if you know this, he was a member of the collective, which was Ayn Rand's inner circle of her little objectivist cult there.
Uh-huh.
And he read Atlas Shrugged over her shoulder as she was typing it back in the 50s. He literally was a member of the objectivist collective. And this is true. I know it's hard to believe. But and when you look at what Greenspan says, that we can't fix Social Security by raising taxes or by repealing Bush's ridiculous tax cuts, because if we do that, it will lead to the investing classes and the creative people basically going on a wealth strike. That's been his rhetoric over the last couple of years,
right,
which parallels the storyline of Atlas Shrugged, which is, you know, as you know, you've read it, all the kind of industrialists and bankers go out and hide in the mountains in Gulch Gulch.
Yeah, this is awful to admit, but I have to admit it. It's been a long, long time. I always get Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead confused. I have to keep in mind that Howard Roark, the architect who sort of gave his middle finger to the design world, he was the character in The Fountainhead. But this defense of individualism that was Ayn Rand's basis for The Fountainhead has now come full circle to the point where individualism is destroying, absolutely destroying everything. As far as Atlas Shrugged is concerned, that was John Galt, right? Who is John Galt, yeah.
He started Gulch Gulch. And I'll quickly wrap this up. In 1957, the New York Times ran a negative review of Atlas Shrugged, as did most papers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Greenspan wrote a letter to the New York Times, and it got published. And in part it said, I have the quote right here, "Atlas Shrugged is a celebration of life and happiness. Justice is unrelenting. Creative individuals and undeviating purpose and rationality achieve joy and fulfillment. Parasites who persistently avoid either purpose or reason perish as they should." That's a part of what he wrote.
Parasites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, you know, when you look at that, half a century ago, there's Alan Greenspan using basically the language of genocide to express his joy at the idea of creative individuals with undeviating purpose one day meeting out unrelenting justice to social parasites causing them to perish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, two decades after he reformed Social Security in a way that increased its burden on the working class, and left the program, you know, open for plunder, which is being plundered. It's been plundered since the 80s. He's now, in his rhetoric against Social Security, he's using romantic language, revisionist myths about rugged individualism and the greatest generation as a pretext for dismantling Social Security. You know, the money can't be spared because, and we don't deserve it anyway. You know, noblesse oblige, I guess. But if the greatest generation was indeed the greatest generation, rugged individualism didn't pull America out of the Great Depression. It didn't beat fascism in
Europe.
Right. It didn't beat the USSR in during the Cold War. That all came from taxes. That all came from the government, the state, right?
And it all came from a collective response.
That's right.
Not individual. And that's the part that.
And what were Greenspan's rugged individuals doing while all this was happening? They were trying not to pay their taxes. They were doing their damnedest not to pay into the very system that they now celebrate.
I know, Jerky. It's I understand. I understand what you're saying.
And now we're all going to perish, I guess, like we should.
Right. Well, not all of us. Some of us will be raptured into heaven, into God's embrace, right?
I hope you do.
Yeah, right. Jerky, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in. All right, you have a nice evening. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Do stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about really scary stuff, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel,
more gelling.
New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning,
totally outrageous comfort.
To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve eight big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use as directed.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
You already have that,
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
Good news for air travelers. All the major airlines have cut prices, simplified fares, even eliminated Saturday night restrictions. It's great. And Priceline is the only place you can shop and compare these new low deals or name your own price and save even more. Take advantage of these great new fares now and get the one that's best for you. Only at Priceline.com, the best choice in travel. And if you book a vacation package now, you'll get an instant rebate up to $200. See website for details.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush aims to spend tax dollars wisely on programs that work. That's what his spokesman says. During a news briefing, White House spokesman Scott McClellan summarized the proposed 06 federal budget that the president sent to Congress on Monday.
The budget focuses on our nation's highest priorities, protecting and defending the American people, and expanding opportunity at home by improving our public schools and expanding access to health care.
The $2.5 trillion proposal includes big increases for defense and international programs, while slashing billions from scores of domestic programs. Additionally, McClellan insisted that plans to cut record federal budgets in half in 5 years are on track. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi points out that Iraq and Social Security reforms are left out of the proposed federal budget. The California Democrat says that's despite the fact that Bush spent much of the State of the Union address talking about the two issues. Pelosi labeled the $2.5 trillion budget plan a hoax on the American people. With a record budget deficit this year of $427 billion, the president says he can lower that by $37 billion next year. However, the proposal does not take into account the cost of the continuing war, where spending has totaled nearly $300 billion, with the administration's most recent request. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has met for the first time in her new post with Israeli and Palestinian leaders before their first face-to-face meeting in Egypt. Rice says this is a time of hope, and she promises the U.S. will do its part, although she has no plans to attend the summit. Laura Iyama reports.
Condoleezza Rice announced the first installment of a $350 million aid package for the Palestinians. More than $40 million will be provided in the next 3 months to create jobs and shore up infrastructure. The U.S. also is appointing a coordinator to help Palestinian security forces. The U.S., while downplaying expectations, remains interested in the Mideast peace process. Both leaders are to visit the White House this spring. Laura Iyama, Washington.
Iraqi police forces were again the targets of militants on Monday as two bombings killed 27 people in two different cities. One bomb was detonated at a hospital in Mosul where police officers had come to collect their pay. A dozen were killed there, and 15 more people died when a bomb was detonated at a police station in the town of Baqaba. Meanwhile, U.S. forces raided a house Monday and set free four Egyptians who had been kidnapped by militants. In Connecticut, a small army of leather-clad motorcyclists descended on the state capitol Monday to speak out against a bill that would require all riders and passengers to wear helmets. Connecticut's helmet law was repealed in 1975, and efforts to restore it since then have all failed. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on the Al Franken Show, the showbiz party of the decade continues as we celebrate Air America's return to Los Angeles. On the guest list, media dissector David Brock, Professor Paul Krugman, DNC chair candidate Simon Rosenberg, and appropriately, the mayor of Baltimore. You're on the list, too, and should have no problem at the door as long as you're dressed properly and not wearing your gang colors. This week on Franken.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I want to focus a little bit on the climate change horror that we're facing. And I know the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and his little piglets have been pumping out information, misinformation for 10 years that there is no such thing. Here I go again, revealing my dark soul or my soulless center. Never mind. To hell with it. I want to say that. There was a meeting, 200 of the world's leading climate scientists. They met in the UK at Tony Blair's request. And the Independent of the UK reports it this way, Apocalypse Now, How Mankind is Sleepwalking to the End of the Earth. And let me just quote some of it. Future historians looking back from a much hotter and less hospitable world are likely to pay special attention to the first few weeks of 2005 as they puzzle over how a whole generation could have sleepwalked into disaster, destroying the climate that has allowed human civilization to flourish over the past 11,000 years. They may well identify the past weeks as a time when the last alarms sounded. Now, the article goes on, and it's at Common Dreams. I'll post the link, and you can read it yourself. It's It talks about the at the conference, and these are scientists. This is nothing that religious right or political right morons would have anything to do with. Because remember, when the pile of corpses is high enough, Jesus will step out of the clouds onto the pile of corpses and come down and rapture everybody up to heaven. So, you know, the religious and political right don't give a damn. But the article says, I'm willing to bet there were few in the room who did not sense their children or grandchildren standing invisibly at their shoulders, these scientists. The conference formally concluded that climate change was already occurring and that in many cases the risks are more serious than previously thought. Yada, yada, yada. We learned that glaciers are shrinking around the world. Arctic sea ice has lost almost half its thickness in recent decades. Natural disasters are increasing rapidly around the world. Those caused by the weather, such as droughts, storms, and floods, are rising three times faster than those, like earthquakes, that are not caused by the weather. We learned that bird populations in the North Sea collapsed last year after the sand eels on which they feed left its warmer waters, and how the number of scientific papers recording changes in ecosystems due to global warming has escalated from 14 to more than 1,000 in 5 years. And it goes on and on and on. Now, there's another article that I'll post a link to. It's called Ignoring the Smoke. It was in the Washington Post last Friday. And the writer, Eugene Robinson, says, how many words of his State of the Union speech did Bush devote to global climate change? Zero. And this is a disturbing article. I mean, this is nothing new. The intelligent people who are progressives and liberals have been following this story, like I have, I guess, for the past, 15 years, when it finally hit the popular media. Now, mainstream media doesn't report this. They don't dare. Or you know, the right wing would go crazy and accuse them of being communist and trying to interfere with America's wonderful, lovely productivity. And it doesn't matter anyway, because when the pile of corpses gets high enough, Jesus will step out of the clouds and rapture all the good Republican Christians right into heaven. And the rest of us are going to burn in hell anyway, so that, you know, as far as saving the planet or taking care of the planet, you know, forget what the Bible says about having dominion over the earth, allegedly the words of God. You know, to the religious freaks, that means destroy it, devour it, eat it up. Now, the really disturbing article was the one by Bill Moyers. It's all over the internet, titled There Is No Tomorrow. And it came out Sunday, 30th of January. And he says, one of the biggest changes in politics in my lifetime is that the delusional is no longer marginal. That's a great sentence. For the first time in our history, Moyers writes, ideology and theology hold a monopoly of power in Washington. And he goes on, he's talking about the global climate change horror that we're facing. And if you and I are lucky enough to die before it happens, think about our kids, and if they're lucky enough to die before it happens, think about our grandkids, right? Huh? Moyers writes, remember James Watt, President Reagan's first Secretary of the Interior? My favorite online environmental journal, the ever-changing online publication Grist, reminded us recently of how James Watt told the U.S. Congress that protecting natural resources was unimportant in light of the imminent return of Jesus Christ. In public testimony, he said, quote, after the last tree is felled, Christ will come back, end quote. Now, everybody snickered at that, right? But James Watt was serious, and so, Moyers writes, were his compatriots out across the country. They're the people who believe the Bible is literally true. One-third of the American electorate, if a recent Gallup poll is accurate. In this past election, several million good and decent citizens went to the polls believing in the Rapture Index. Now, he calls them good and decent citizens. I call them cowardly, destructive, mindless pigs. Sorry, Bill, you and I disagree on that one. He says, that's right, the Rapture Index. Google it and you will find that the best-selling books in America today are the 12 volumes of the Left Behind series written by Christian fundamentalist and religious right warrior Timothy LaHaye. Blah, 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 blah. Now, these true believers subscribe to a fantastical theology concocted in the 19th century by a couple of immigrant preachers who took disparate passages from the Bible and wove them into a narrative that has captivated the imagination of millions of Americans. The outline is rather simple. Once Israel has occupied the rest of its so-called biblical lands, legions of the Antichrist will attack it, Israel, triggering a final showdown in the Valley of Armageddon. As the Jews who have not been converted to Christianity are burned, the Messiah will return for the rapture. True believers will be lifted out of their clothes, oh my God, and transported to heaven, where seated next to the right hand of God, they will watch their political and religious opponents suffer plagues of boiled sores, locusts, and frogs during the several years of tribulation that follow. So, what does all this mean for public policy and the environment? Well, Moyers talks about the website Grist again. Google it. Read a remarkable work of reporting by the journalist Glenn Scherer. It's titled The Road to Environmental Apocalypse. And Moyer says, read it and you will see how millions of Christian fundamentalists may believe that environmental destruction is not only to be disregarded, but actually welcomed, even hastened, as a sign of the coming apocalypse. And as the website makes clear, we're not talking about a handful of fringe lawmakers who hold are beholden to these beliefs. Nearly half the U.S. Congress before the recent election, 231 legislators in total, and more since the election, are backed by the religious right. 45 senators and 108 members of the 108th Congress earned 80 to 100% approval ratings from the three most influential Christian right advocacy groups. The only Democrat to score 100 with the Christian coalition was Zell Miller of Georgia, who recently quoted from the biblical book of Amos on the Senate floor when he said, "The days will come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land." He seemed to be relishing the thought. And so it goes on and on. Now, I know a lot of you have already read this article, this one by Bill Moyers. It's scary stuff. And you know, unlike a lot of programs, I don't book experts. You know, I don't have the guests on. But I want to hear what you folks think. Independent of UK, I had an article posted in Common Dreams last Thursday, Global Warming, Scientists Reveal the Timetable. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And it's not a new issue, but it's an issue that is not going to be reported by mainstream media until cities are exploding. Until Northern Europe, the British Isles, which are on the same latitude, I think, as Newfoundland, but because of the Gulf Stream, the British Isles are not Newfoundland. You know, until ecosystems really collapse, not where you have some scientists reporting, well, 30 more species died today, but I mean absolute collapse, death and destruction, people fighting over water resources, then maybe mainstream media will report it.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee? Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
There's gas in our hemisphere, and the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
Yeah, okay. Let's do some calls on this topic. I know a lot of you want to talk about the budget cuts. We'll work those in, too, but if you have something to say about this issue of global climate change and what is occurring and has been occurring slowly, incrementally since the Industrial Revolution, and now of course is occurring, if not on a geometric level, it's certainly occurring arithmetically, and it's getting very dangerous for living, not just living organisms on this planet, but for the planet itself. And again, if we're lucky, you and I will be dead before this event occurs. What does Busta Rhymes call it, Kathy? What kind of an event? Extinction level event. And if our kids are lucky, they'll be dead. But think about the grandchildren, and also think about what have we done? What we have the ability and the technology and the resources to get a grip on this, to stop it here, and then allow the planet to recover. And we can do it without destroying economies. But you and I know, don't we, in our hearts? And this is the part that makes me cry when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning with a major blow, just rush of anxiety. Not an anxiety attack, just a major rush of anxiety. And I wake up and I think, wow, what? And this will flood into my mind, this whole issue. And it just makes me cry. Doesn't it you? Come on, be a man, admit it. Or be a woman, admit it. Doesn't it? Huh? If you think about extinction-level events that we are involved in here, simply because we don't have the will or the information, the political will to stop it, and because we are being corrupted by phony fundamentalist Christians who couldn't care less about life. You know, Bush talks about a culture of life. No. It's a culture of death, mega death, planetary death, death of everything. So we can all go cavort in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's disgusting and contemptible. But here we are. So maybe we can talk about this a little bit. Mark is calling from Siesta Key, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I put up a site a few weeks ago called global-warming.net, and on it, I've been doing a lot of research on the issue. Dr. Charles Keeling has done a study starting the month I was born, January 58, of parts per million volume of carbon dioxide in the air out in Hawaii. And every month, for the first 43 years of the study, if you take out the three El Nino years, for the first 43 years, the parts per million of carbon has gone up 1.2% year over year. The last 3 years, and it never went over 2, any year in the first 43 years.
Uh-huh.
The last 3 years, it has been 2002, 2.1 degree, 2.1, in 2003, 2.55.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones.
Randy Rhodes.
George Bush, just so people know, our president was actually cited during the 80s 4 times by the Securities and Exchange Commission for insider trading. 4 times. But because his father was his father, he only got a slap on the wrist. So if you can see that this guy was able to be caught 4 times and get away with it, what makes you think that they don't think they're above the law? And now there's no one to hold them accountable because it's all Republican, the whole government.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio. Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch your lifetime's argument. Nothing comes from violence.
26 before the hour. Okay, we lost our signal there for a while, but we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. Back. Whatever. Phone number is 866-303-2270. If you have some comments, what we're looking for right now, and I realize all you folks have been holding on to talk about Bush budget cuts, so we'll take your call on that. But the environmental issues, the global warming, global climate change, global heating up, whatever you want to call it, is the issue that of all the issues, that's the one that just scares the hell out of me. Because I know eventually, whatever administration it is, in this country or other countries, eventually they pass away. Right? They're gone. It doesn't make any difference who the tyrant is. Eventually, they're gone. But the destruction that we're doing to the planet is going to reach a point where it's irreversible. So that's the one that scares me. It really does. Lewis is calling from New Jersey. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah, Lewis, welcome to the program.
Yes. Honored to speak to you. I've been listening to you for a while and been anxious to try to get in touch with you. As far as the global warming thing goes, that's not what I called about, but it really goes back to Bush and what these Republicans and Democrats are doing. We won't have to worry about a global warming problem if we continue down this road to war, because eventually they're going to provoke the wrong person, and they're just going to start exchanging nuclear fire, and that's going to be it. But what I really wanted to talk to you about, Mike, is that I'm here in Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I am not voting for another Democrat until they grow a set.
I hear
you.
Okay? Sure.
And they need to start going out into the heart of the right wing or so-called red states and calling these Republicans for what they are. They need to, and as you said earlier, don't think you're the only one, because I've said it before and people look at me like I'm crazy. This country is going to have to be brought on its knees before average Americans, whether you're Christian, redneck, blackneck, whatever you want to call yourself. And we're going to have to be financially on our knees before we get rid of all these rich people who are running the government right now who don't care about the average working folks. I want to know why the Democrats, I get tired of so-called people talking about, well, we don't want to get dirty like them. Please, we have to call a spade a spade.
Really?
And Rush Limbaugh is sitting down there on his radio show talking about all drug dealers and all people who do illegal drugs need to go to jail. And here's a guy who got caught with I don't know how many hundreds of Oxycontin, okay, which is the new dope here, and nobody's calling him on it. Why is jail not okay for him? How come Bush's niece got caught with a prescription pad writing herself for all prescriptions for Xanax, doesn't go to jail, goes to rehab, then gets caught with a crack pipe in rehab, and still is not going to jail? But if you or I did that, Mike, or our kids did that, they'd be in jail because we couldn't afford the high-priced lawyers to give them to worm their way out. And people need to start speaking out against all this nonsense that's going on. I'm a Christian, but let me tell you something. I don't believe in a death penalty, because you can't be pro-life and pro-death at the same time.
I hear you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the people that they're putting to death in jail, when Bush put that girl down in Texas to jail who was a born-again Christian, if he was really a follower of Christ, and if all these Jerry followers and them are really followers of Christ, we wouldn't have a Paul. Because if you remember, Paul was Saul at first. And he killed Christians, okay?
Right.
So you don't know who you're killing. You don't know who God could choose to do his work. And if you're really a Christian, that what you would be standing up for. No one should be put to death. That's God's choice to decide when to take you out.
All right, I hear you. Lewis, thank you. I appreciate you checking in, man. I do appreciate it. Hope you call us again. Ray is calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ray, welcome to the program.
Good day. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing fine, Ray.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call, well, first off, to talk about the point on global warming. It's a bad situation. Like it's been brought up before, the rich people don't care about it because it's their world, or they think it is.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, it's funny about that. The decision makers think they can get away from it. You know, they have places they think they can go hide, like rats down in a sewer pipe someplace, 1,000 feet underground. So that's part of it. The ignorance is so thick.
Well, back in the '60s, we had the bomb shelters.
Yeah, that was a great idea too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. No, also I was thinking about the budget and everything. One thing that the Congress ought to consider doing is giving up their health care. They've got 100% health care. We don't have that. This born-again Christian, as he calls himself, has Secret Service. What's he need them for?
Protect him against American citizens, I guess.
Well, I mean, but God's on his side. You know, God's going to protect him.
Well,
I mean, we're paying what, $150,000 or $15,000 a day, or more, maybe $150,000 a day to guard one person of the family.
When you are the most hated president globally, anyway, in modern times, and the most disrespected in this country in modern times, yeah, you've got to have an awful lot of protection.
But I mean, he's talking about theology. You know, God is on his side.
Yeah, but that.
He knows better.
That works good in Sunday school, but when you get out in the real world, you know. And besides, you know, these fundamentalists who believe that. You know, if they piss off their cloud being, and the cloud being decides to, as they put it, bring them home, there's no force on earth in their minds that's going to stand between them and the bringing home mechanism. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure, I understand. I used to be Christian. I was taught by Gandhi, who said the only people on earth who don't see Christ and his teachings as nonviolent are Christians.
Are Christians, right. It's a shame. It's a real shame.
Yes.
Ray, got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Tony is calling from New York. Tony, welcome to the program.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm a great admirer of you, man.
Well, thanks.
You're just like me. I was growing up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
And I became an atheist when I was 9 years old.
Well, there you go.
Right? So the truth speaks for itself. You could see that. But what I really call you about is the American government has gone around the world overthrowing democratically elected government, like Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, Salvador Allende in Chile in 1973, right? Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
Right? And the list goes on and on.
Oh, sure.
And the American public was doing nothing.
No.
So it's time for the American public to experience what a dictatorship is.
Well, that's true. And the thing about the American public that is not aware as a group, the people we've assassinated, the governments we've overthrown, the governments we've destabilized, it's partly because when we teach history in this country, it's taught with a political tinge to it. We have a media in this country that wouldn't dare let the American public understand what has been done in our name. I don't really believe that the average American, whether he or she is native-born or immigrant, really thinks a whole lot about assassinating the freely elected leader of Chile, for example. I don't think the average American, native-born or immigrant, really thinks about supporting a government like Anastasio Somoza or Fulgencio Batista in Cuba or Central America. We don't think about the murder and mayhem and death and destruction and force that we have used and are continuing to use. We just kind of float through this American dream, and the American dream is buy things, buy more things, go to the mall, buy things, buy more things, buy that buy. You understand?
You remember John Adams said it?
What did he say?
Adams said if the American government have no business going around the world I'm paraphrasing. If there's no business going around the world and getting involved in other governments, because when she does, she will become the tyrant of the world and lose her soul.
Well, hello, Tony. Thanks for checking in, man. I got to move on. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we talked about A Few Good Men last week, quoting who's the character that we quoted? Yeah, Jack Nicholson's character. But that line where he says the truth, you can't handle the truth. That's so true of us, of Americans, for the most part. We really can't. We run and hide in these crazy, crazy made-up religions, you know, of pie in the sky and the great by and by after you die and all this crap. We can't. We just can't. I don't know why. Immaturity, I guess. You know, other empires and other periods of history, I think we're able to look at reality. They didn't use euphemisms, or did they? Who knows? What was the equivalent of Fox News Channel back during the days of Caesar, Julius Caesar, as he conquered the world and then decided that it would be more fun. How I easier be a dictator as long as I'm the dictator. And, you know, a few of the senators thought, bad idea. But we don't know. We don't understand history. Certainly don't understand our own history. Now, granted, a lot of it was clandestine, surreptitious, cloak and dagger stuff that occurred in the context of the Cold War, and on and on and on and on. But if we really knew our history, I don't know how many of us could stand it.
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve 8 big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use it directed.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
About 10 before the hour, other than the interference from the Secret Service or the Bush operatives who interrupted our program for a couple of minutes. Otherwise, it was engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls in New York. Thanks to the New York crew. Catherine Bay is our executive producer here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, and Jim in Arkansas. Thank all of you for your help as we mention every night. John is calling from Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's like Zell Miller. Every time I hear that name, I always think, I can't be confirmed from my source, but I've heard it in the registry at the DNC. His name has actually been changed to Benedict Arnold.
That would be good. That would be a good starting point for him.
Anyways, before I get to the one thing I really want to talk about, I will make a comment about an environmental issue because I know you kind of wanted to stay on that. I mean, it always amazes me, people, you know, that complain about things like environment, you know, that affects us 365, 24/7, and complaining about cuts on Social Security and welfare and health care. I mean, I'll never understand their inexplicable desire to survive and thrive. You know, people amaze me with that, you know?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. I understand. Yeah.
I'll tell you. Anyway, the one I was calling about was a call you got earlier that mentioned how he had checked right after 9/11 to see what kind of cuts Bush had made on intelligence and all that. And I remember during the election, you probably do too, the commercials about how Kerry had voted to slash intelligence.
Yeah.
And how when they broke down those numbers, they found out that when they spread that out over the amount of time that this money was going to be cut, this ended up being 1% of the entire intelligence bill. Intelligence spending over that time period.
Right.
Now, I don't
okay.
call 1% slashing. I call that cutting the fat.
Well, that and probably most of those programs had to do with stopping the spying and intelligence operations against American citizens.
It's crazy. crazy. Before I let you go, I'll just tell you real quick, I know you always like to have the kind of music that you play that kind of refers to politics or, you know, the end of the world and all that. Ministry, stuff in a new Ministry album is really good stuff. Direct quotes concerning the conservative right and everything. They've always spoken out against Bush and Bush Sr., never liked. So I just thought I'd tell you that.
Ministry?
Yeah, Ministry. They've been out since late 80s, pretty much.
Oh, my God. Another group that I'm totally ignorant of. Okay, I'll check it out. I promise you I will.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for fighting the damn Republicans.
Sure. Appreciate you. Thank you for fighting them. Debbie is calling from...
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of comments, but I just wanted to react to you being off the air.
Uh-huh.
Whenever the Monkey Man drops a bomb on the American people,
yeah,
the AAR in my area, because I'm in New Jersey, so I'm listening to them out in, from New York,
yeah,
I get an interruption from WHAM, which is Limpball Station.
Oh, yeah?
It's coming all the way from Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
So they're either boosting their signal or they're going out of their perimeter. And it happens every single time. The Monkey Man does something really dumb.
Oh, God. Well, okay. That certainly clears that up.
Yeah, so maybe that's what happened. So anyway, what I wanted to mention about as far as the environment goes, you know, these are the same people that, you know, practically ripped Al Gore a new one.
That's right.
When he talked about global warming.
That's right.
And, you know, I think one of the things like that we don't even think about as far as the global warming goes is that, like, islands in the Caribbean are going to disappear.
Sure.
And, well, maybe the good thing is that their offshore banking will disappear with it.
Well, you know, I also wonder what these so-called red state freaks, the Republicans, you know, as they're watching their children choke to death because there's no oxygen, not sufficient oxygen, as they watch their kids struggling for breath because incidences of asthma are increasing exponentially. You know, and when the time comes when the global warming gets to a point, if any of these red state freaks are still around, then will they be willing to sit there and watch the death and destruction? And will they think, gee whiz, I wonder if, 30 years ago, when my parents told me I had to vote for Republicans and conservatives because the conservatives would always make sure the queers would never get to marry, I wonder if I made the right choice. You know, I just wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't know. You know, I do think that if they're of that ilk that you were talking about earlier,
right,
they're going to be, you know, like, okay, well, you know, I guess I deserve this because, you know, if I didn't deserve it, it wouldn't be happening.
Oh, God, I know.
It's what God wants for me.
Yeah.
I have to accept it.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy. But you're right. Gore was painted as, among other things, a freak where it concerned the environment. I think back to that 2000 election, the way it was stolen, but the poison that was injected into our electoral system by the Republicans, and then again in 2002 and now in 2004. I don't know. I don't know how to express what I feel about that without setting myself up subject for an arrest and interrogation in Guantanamo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, one little thing that just occurred to me. On my TV, after the game,
yeah,
they had an advertisement. They're hiring at the FBI. Now, if you're a good liberal and you have an IQ of at least maybe 130, 135, you should go sign up because you know that, you know, those homeschooled white Christian males are going to be there applying for the job.
Yeah, they sure are.
And we need to balance that out.
No, no, thanks. No.
They do good. They do good too.
I can't. I would not survive if I walked into a pit of vipers or a pit of spiders or, I'm not Daniel in the Old Testament going to the lion's den. Hey,
okay.
Thanks, Debbie. I appreciate
okay.
it. We got a boogie. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For checking in. All right, you have a nice evening. We're out of here. Thanks for participating. However you did it, even you right-wing lurkers, I just love you. I just know you're out there, and I hope I make the hair on the back of your head stand on end. I'll see you tomorrow night. I really will. Take care. Hey, watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
If staying healthy is about the choices you make, you're about to make an important one. Which vitamin E to take? Larry King here to tell you about Advanced Protection Estuary, a new advanced form of vitamin E. Advanced because Estuary's antioxidant strength is protected. Advanced because it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Choose the Advanced Protection of Estuary, new from the makers of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices